This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A good question.
3 random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
1, 2, 3.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go. As we do every Wednesday at 11:40, little 3 random questions. 3 RQ. Number 1, this is the weirdest one of the 3, so bear with me here. What is a unique smell that you love?
Oh, like, unique. So, like, I have a question before I answer. Like, do you mean, I know you guys hate this. I just need clarity. Yeah, relax. Right. Tough. Do you mean human-generated or something? Because I would say my mom's sauce. Like, I'm going to go with
sauce.
That's the first thing.
Good one that popped to your mind.
Oh, my God, right away. Every Sunday, coming home from baseball games in the basement, watching the Yanks and the Mets, my mom would always slide me, you know, a couple of meatballs on the side, like, you know, a piece of bread to dip it in. So that's one thing that jumps in.
Now, I would say, while I think that's a great answer, I don't know if I would deem that unique.
That's why I wanted a little clarity. So, unique. Do you have one that jumps in?
I do. So walking into the building, this building's under all sorts of construction. It's been like that for
years,
a while.
Dude.
Okay.
It's like a labyrinth getting in here.
It is. You have to walk all the way down one end, all the way back the other. But I noticed over the last 2 weeks, specifically smelling sawdust. And I kind of like that smell. I don't know why. I don't know if it brings me back to maybe, what the hell was the name of the class you used to have in like high school? Yeah, shop, exactly.
We didn't do wood shop in Catholic schools.
Yeah, really didn't have that?
No, we didn't do that at all. I would have learned something.
A wood key holder.
None of that stuff.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, I don't know. There's something about, it's not like I'm frequenting the smell of, I used to work with some of my uncles in construction or plumbing.
Yeah.
So on occasion, we'd have
smell.
To come. Okay, so it's just a unique smell that I was like, oh, this is a good one for
How
me.
About the ocean? I love it. You know, I love to fish. You know, I love it. But yeah, the wood dust, the sawdust, I did construction too, and it was in the demo variety. You know, just knocking stuff down, which was
awesome.
Fun. That's the best part. I don't want to build anything up. I want to just take the sledgehammer and knock down walls and doors and ceilings. It was great. But sawdust is a Christmas tree.
Okay.
You know, now things are coming to me a little bit more. But those are a couple good ones.
Hoff, you have one here?
Definitely Sharpies. I don't know what it is, but whenever someone signs an autograph, they pull out that Sharpie, and that's beautiful scent of a marker.
Yeah.
Just hits
Do you
me
stick
so nice.
It up your nostril to get high?
No, I'm high from a mile away. I can smell that thing forever. I know who's got the Sharpie. I got it.
It's actually not a bad smell. I can smell that too.
One other one, you know the smell of like pool floats, if you open up a fresh. Or it doesn't even have to necessarily be a pool float.
With those white tablets in there?
The plastic things. I guess the smell of fresh, new plastic. Even if you opened up a new toy as a kid.
Oh, you're talking about floaties that you would use for the pool.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Like pool floats. Do you have anything that you would say is unique smell that you fancy?
I mean, this isn't really unique. I mean, there are some unique smells that I do love, but I'll keep it PG for all the people at home. I don't drink coffee.
Okay.
So I love the smell of coffee, though.
Interesting. Okay. But you don't like coffee, but you like the smell of coffee.
Not at all. But the smell of coffee makes me feel like, you know, it's morning. It's a real day now.
All right. Here's another question that maybe everybody could participate in.
Boy.
Better to call out sick or to come into work sick?
Yeah, Boomer's putting his coworkers in a little jeopardy here, I notice, after his shenanigans out in Vegas.
What do you think's the right move?
You're not going to like my answer. I mean, I've had one day off in 2025, so I'm a come to work feeling crappy kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And roll the dice.
What made you think I wouldn't like that answer?
Because I'd worry about getting sick. Yeah, you get sick, and I'm like, then bring it home to the wife and your daughter. Like, not that you. Right. I mean, because you and I pretty much come from that cloth there. I mean, it takes, I'm moving mountains if I call in sick. Like, I'm on my deathbed.
Right. It's got to be bad.
Yep.
I thought Gio was in the wrong being a little over. I understand it, but I thought he was being overly sensitive to it. I think Boomer's in the right. You got to come to work. A little cold, the flu.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming to work.
Well, I mean, can Boomer really afford to take more time off?
God, you maybe want to take that away. He's gonna come in.
You're gonna call it sick for a week now. Hey,
now,
booms.
Now I will say that it does depend on the job. If you ask Home Depot, Sal, if I had a little,
oh God,
little cough. Sorry, not gonna be able to come in today.
That's a great point.
But here, yes. Come on, you're sucking
totally
up. You're coming
different.
In.
Uh-huh.
But I also want to be respectful of you. We're in a close confines here.
Yep.
But still, I think we just agree to, hey, we got to suck it up and plow through.
Roll the dice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're on the same page with that. Hoff, you're looking like.
I've changed my mind over the years because last time I was sick, I got some evil eyes from people around here. Like, what are you doing here?
Well, that's why it's a good question, is because you and I, BT, may agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
But other people are like, dude, you're sick, stay home.
Well, because
like,
everybody else is soft. That's why.
Huh? I think that's why we're
because,
getting to the...
Because also, these other people, some of them, Jerry Recco, get sick very easily. Like, I know Jerry's coming in sick very soon.
Right.
After being next to Boomer.
And, it's going to happen. But if Jerry comes in sick, are we going to be like, ooh, Jerry, don't come in the studio?
No.
Like, whatever.
I say, how you feeling, dude? You hanging in there?
You know, one thing I remember about my father that I loved and he told me at a young age, even when I was sick as a young kid, he would make it a point to come up to me and hug me. And he wasn't very affectionate. But when sick, you know, because it seemed like, oh, stay away from the kids or whatever, he always would be like, I don't care. And that's something that always stuck with me. Which makes me tougher in those spots for my daughter or in general at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care. You get sick. What's the worst that could happen?
Dad's going to get sick.
And I'll deal with it for a couple of days.
Yeah. Sometimes Jen will say if one of the kids is like really sick, like if they have a fever. And, you know, kids, some of these fevers can shoot up very high, very fast. So Jen will say, let him lay on the couch. Whatever. Lay on the couch. I'm going right next to him.
Yeah,
if I get
right.
sick, I'll suck it up anyway. I'm sitting next to him. The hotter they are, the closer I am.
And then, of course, when I do get sick, I'm like, oh. I tell my wife, please give me the tissues. I can't bear.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick. This is horrible.
It's funny. When the kids get sick, I have no problem being next to them. But when my wife gets sick, I stay far away.
That's funny. And that's funny. That is a good point. And one of the keys, that's funny. One of the keys, too, I don't know if you do this, but... I will suck it up for work and then maybe overplay it when I get home.
Yeah, that's what I'm
get
saying.
A little, because mommy's no longer, mommy's in Brooklyn. Right. Mommy's, daddy's a grown man now. So wifey's got to take the role of mommy in certain regards. Can you get me the cough drops? Can you get me the orange juice? Can you get me the white, the red? Can you rub me?
You got to
do it. So you got to lay it on thick.
Perfectly said by both of you. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Last one. Would it bother you if there was someone more famous than you with the same name?
No, I wouldn't even... Not, you mean the full name?
The example that it comes from is Jason Alexander, who was the pitcher for the A's.
Yeah.
Also the famous actor from Seinfeld.
Of course,
Jason
of course.
Alexander. That's what made me think of the question.
No, so. not at all. There was a guy. As a matter of fact, I... this is funny. I communicated with him at one point. Same name as me.
Another Brandon Tierney?
Another one. And he was in what school? He played college baseball. And somebody sent me this. So I'm like, oh, they thought it was me. But it obviously wasn't. Not at the school. He was a lot younger than me, too. And I told him, I said, hey, I said, you make it, you get drafted or you make it to the bigs, I'm going to put you on the radio.
Right.
They never did. But was it somewhere in Texas, like Pan, I forget the school, but no, it would not bother me at all. I wouldn't even think twice. If you parlay it properly, maybe you use it to your advantage.
Interesting.
Get some extra followers, you know?
I got to be honest.
What?
I'd hate it.
Why?
I don't want anybody else having my same name. Doing more with my name than I ever could.
You feel like the inferior Sal Licata?
Maybe. It would just bother me a little bit. Like, if I'm the pitcher on the A's, Jason Alexander,
uh-huh.
I feel like there's nothing, or Michael B. Jordan, and these guys are famous in their own regard, but he had to put the B in there for a reason.
Yep.
Because his Michael Jordan was never going to be good enough in comparison to the Michael Jordan.
Mm.
So this Jason Alexander, think about this dude's life. He's a pitcher in the big leagues. Like, you just made it as far as... People dream to make it. I don't care if he's there for a game, for a year, whatever.
Yeah.
You're a big league pitcher, and you're still not good enough as it pertains to your own name.
Well, I mean, some of these recent commercials that Alex, like in the diner, which he, I think I'd rather be the pitcher, even if the pitcher has an ERA of 7. This diner thing is ridiculous.
Still, you see,
no, I know what you're
you're
saying.
You're in the big leagues, and you still, everybody thinks, Gary Cohn was making fun of it on the broadcast. Like, everybody's seeing, oh, Jason Alexander. They're not thinking of you. They're thinking of somebody else. That would 100% bother me.
Maybe because I don't have it. Well, it's more common than it used to be, but my first name's, I mean, it's common now, but when my mom named me that in the 70s, 90210 spawned a lot of Brandons.
Like, really?
I knew, yeah, dude. Brandon Walsh.
Yeah. Well, no, I remember
you know
him.
What I'm saying? But that was in the 90s, late, you know, early 90s, whatever.
I feel like
whatever.
It's a nice balance of it's common to where it's not so out there and unique,
yeah.
But it's also not overdone.
It's not, but again, think about when my mom used it in the 70s.
Right. So then you think it was more
unique.
I mean,
I used to hate
then?
My name, to be totally honest with you.
Were you named after anybody?
No. I wanted a more common name. I did not like my name for a long time. Like, I'm talking about like in the first couple of grades. Like everybody had Tim,
Joey,
Pat, Danny, Chad. I'm like, I don't like my name.
I'm with you, man. I had the same issue. I hated being like one of three Sals in the school. Even now, I like it because I'm named after my grandfather, but I don't like my name. I don't like
still.
I mean, think of how few
Salvatore Belomo, the old jobber from WWF.
Sal Butera is one. It's why I like Salvi Perez.
Sal Butera.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I do remember Sal Butera. My goodness.
Son Drew played. Yeah, Sal Perez. Is why I like him. Even hearing Dave Sims the other day talk about, oh, Sal, there he goes. He's going to talk about Sal Perez. It makes me feel good. But I didn't like the unique ethnic nature of my name. Like, it's so Italian.
It's very Italian.
But my grandfather,
absolutely.
I respect why I was named that way.
I got you better because I'm pretty sure, now you talk about your grandfather coming over here, I'm pretty sure he was shoveling coal or digging ditches or, you know.
He was
born in Italy?
Okay. No. I think his father came here.
His father was born in Italy, came here. He was born and raised. Okay, but I would guarantee that his father was doing something pretty menial, so you better respect that name, Sal.
I do.
Do you ever go by Salvatore? Like, ever like your confirmation?
No. Even when I was younger. Yeah, maybe my mother, like, nah.
No,
I
never
think about
a Salvatore, huh?
Nah. It's too long.
Salvatore Licata. Jeez. It sounds so sophisticated. And
Salvatore
then we know
Anthony.
You, and we're like, no, we'll keep it at Sal.
Salvatore Anthony Licata.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
Exactly.
That's ladies, keep it short. With a 3.9 grade point average, Salvatore Anthony Licata.
But anyway, I'm glad that it's unique in that I could be the only one that, you know.
I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
All right.
I do.
That does it for the three random questions here.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.